From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgate. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Now, here are your hosts, Steve and Chris.
Time of the year, Steve and Chris, Dr. Brackets and Azul, man. Chris, we haven't done this in 2 years. Think about it. 2 years. Not 1 year, 2 years.
You always call me Dr. Brackets. That's funny as hell. Hey, man. Hey, it's that time of the year, Steve. And here we are again. We're going bad in March. You know? And this is the weirdest one we've ever seen, though, bruh. What the hell is going on? You got some weird things going on, Steve.
You know, okay, it goes back to this, man. Last year, remember, we didn't have this show last year. This is a show I annually look forward to talking with you, talking going into the tournament, because you're usually all up on it. I usually am up on it. I'll admit, like, I'm on it, but I'm not all up on it. I'll just be real. I do watch a lot. I may post about it, but not like I have in years past. And I think last year was the timing of it because of when it happened with the pandemic, and they couldn't get it off the ground. Now they kind of see all the sports deal with it, how they dealt with it. They've had a full year to, you know, have a plan, and they're going to make it work. And I'm excited because, Chris, one thing I did notice over the last week and a half in these conference championship games, Chris, is there's fans in the stands. There's starting to be more and more of these fans in the stands. It ain't like 5, 10. Yes. No, you can see it. And not cardboards, real fans, humans. So they're going to make it, and they're going to do it in the bubble style in Indiana across the state, mostly in the Indianapolis area. But, I look forward to it, man. But here's the thing, Chris. Let me get your opinion, man. This is a week 6-8 field. Let's put that out there. Like, there's no dominant, clear-cut, all-time type of team in this field. You know what I'm saying? Even the undefeated Gonzaga team, who I am picking, I would call them, like, you know, I would say they're 82 North Carolina, or, you know, 83 Georgetown Hoyas, or Kentucky 96. You know what I'm saying? There's no all-time great teams. There's just a bunch of okay. I think a lot of the teams are on par with each other. What's your thoughts, man?
You know what? You're right with an asterisk next to it, because you know how history is. History will take if Gonzaga runs the table, history is going to say, well, they were one of the greatest teams up there with Bobby Knight's Indiana and Kentucky of 96, and they're gonna do that. When in reality, we're watching this, and we know that I'm not trying to take the Zags shine away, but the truth of the matter is, Steve, this is a tainted season. Okay, in fact, it's kind of worse than last year. Last year we didn't finish, but we had some clarity on what was going to happen. This year, we're going to finish, but look how it started. You know, it's a mess. And I will explain that as we segue into the next section, Steve. I gotta say a name that you're very familiar with, and I want to see how you react. I want everybody listening to Bleed Blue Show, listen to Steve Azul's reaction. Ready? Patrick Ewing.
Bravo, brother, man. Bravo. Bravo. Listen, man.
Let me tell you
how
something.
Can you not be happy for Patrick Ewing? And, you know, I'm not a Georgetown Hoya guy. Well, I'll put it like this. I respect all those years with John Thompson, the years going back to the 80s.
They were your powerhouse teams. They were your powerhouse teams right there. Yeah, there you go.
Right. I respect those teams, man. And I respect the culture. They just weren't my team, but I can respect how those brothers, how they recruited, how they pulled them together. I mean, there's all-time great players. And Patrick Ewing, to do what he did, we got to get Syracuse out of the ACC back into the Big East. That's the missing piece, man. We're missing Syracuse in the Big East. We brought UConn back. And, you know, Creighton's okay and all that, but we need the real Big East back, and you're missing that. You know, Boeheim's still around. Bring him back. Bring them back. Forget all the football stuff. Nobody's in the stands, whatever. Bring them back. Just do it. Patrick Ewing, what they did, man, versus Seton Hall. All right. I thought Seton Hall would have beat them. Got through Seton Hall. And then the number one seed with, you know, and then Nova, and then of course they smoked Creighton in that first half, man. Like
they beat Creighton down 25 points.
Yeah.
And Steve, no offense to Javon Blair and Dante Harris, man, but this look, Georgetown was 9-12 going into the Big East tournament. They were 9-12, and after he got dissed by the MSG security, it seems like that team was completely renewed. Their energy level was completely different, and they are raging into the state. Look, this is about this. The Georgetown success for 2021 is about Patrick Ewing. No offense to those other two guys and the people and the team and the program. It's about them. And after the Creighton game, he paid tribute to John Thompson. You know, he said, you know, boy, you shut him up. You showed him that big people are smart as well. Big people can coach. That's what he said when they asked him what Thompson had said to him in that moment. So right now, yes, that was his building. He proved it. And look, they are right now on an emotional roll, and Matt, you may see something really, 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 really special by them. Yes, you will, because they play Colorado first,
I was exactly going there. That's exactly. I was looking dead at the bracket as you're speaking. So, are you saying this emotional ride is going to ride for the next week into Indiana, and they're going to be a Colorado team that, in my opinion, slumped in the Pac-12? What is your thoughts? Do you think they're going to overcome them 12-5? It's not impossible. What's your thoughts on that? Versus Colorado.
Colorado's coming in with a streak of their own. Okay, I think they've won six in a row. Okay, they haven't lost much, but they didn't pick up. Let me tell you something, Steve. They didn't really play any major non-conference teams, and the Pac-12, 12 in the Big Ten, bro. Okay, let's to be kind.
Fair point.
Okay, so if you're traveling to Indiana and you're playing and they got beat up by Oregon State too, all right, pretty much. Let's face it.
Right.
Okay, right. So right now, you know, if they're playing a team that's emotionally high like Georgetown, that's perfectly right for us an upset. That's perfectly right. But I'm not sure if this is an upset because I think Colorado Buffalo's a little bit over. Rated? Did I say rated? Over? Yeah. I think they're a little bit. I don't know, Steve.
it's a senior-led team.
We see
some
teams that shouldn't be there.
Colorado's a senior-led team, man. I mean, I've seen a couple of. See, I don't watch a lot of Pac-12, so I only could go off maybe towards the end of the season is how they ran in the tournament. They're a senior-led team with McKinley Wright, Evan Bennett,
McKinley
Wright,
good guy,
Jarrell. Decent players, but Georgetown, if they throw that defense, what we saw in the Big East, especially in the Creighton game, Georgetown, you can ride that wave. You know, let me say this before we move on. I want to bring up another guy to familiar names we have not forgotten about. So are we saying that Georgetown, had that not happened at the Garden with Ewing, that they don't get to this point? Is that fair to say?
I think it energized them. For me to say that, I think it energized them. I really do think they.
Okay.
I think what we saw was a smidgen of how he felt. I'm pretty sure when he got back to his team, they heard more. And I think I really do think so.
That's crazy to me, man. These are the times we live in.
They don't know
who that guy is.
They ID'd him six times. He was cordial each time, but he got fed up.
Yeah,
he started talking.
Unbelievable, man. Good for Georgetown, man. After that, I want to root for a team like that, especially Nick like that, or Georgetown Horror like that. I mean, for real. Let me throw another name at you, Rick Pitino. Where did this guy came out of nowhere?
Hey, look. Wait a minute. How much of a surprise is that? You know,
to me it is. They had a good year. Dude, they ain't playing too much.
Rick Pitino
at one point.
Rick Pitino can coach his ass off. Rick Pitino is a fantastic. I mean, come on, man. He's a great coach, you know, and he always has that one guy. Even going back 30-something years with Billy, oh, my God, don't let me forget Christopher, the coach.
Yeah, Donovan, yeah.
Thank you. With Billy Donovan. He always has that one special player that brings the best out of his format. This year is Isaiah Ross. Isaiah Ross is a monster. And don't leave him alone. They also are playing, and this is not really typical of a Pitino-led defense, but Iona's playing some crazy-ass defense, man. They're really, really good. Mm-hmm. They're really, really good. And you combine that with whatever they're doing offensively, like their offensive turnover rate is nothing. It's like zero. So, hey, I'm not really that surprised. I'm just surprised it's Iona because he didn't – serious COVID-19 challenges.
The thing about everything saying about Pitino is the places where he came from. They're not there. Providence, Louisville, Kentucky. That's the irony of all this shit. This is hilarious. We know he's not winning. We know that they're not winning the national championship, but the fact that he's in this situation, in the places he had his situations, and we're not gonna go down on it. All right, you know what happened in the scandal in Louisville, and after Kentucky, and before that, Providence, right, and NBA, and all that stuff. He's here and they're not. That's the fucking storyline that I see in this.
Right.
Hilarious. But however, they're not beating Alabama. All right,
no, they're not.
Alabama,
they're not gonna beat Alabama.
The kid from Hackensack, what's his name? Shackelford, the lefty.
Shackelford.
Boy, nice. That boy, nice.
He's nice.
You can tell
he's nice. I mean, but before you go to Alabama, I just gotta add this, Steve. I gotta add this because it's another team.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, another coach of another great coach. Let me tell you what's crazy.
Okay.
Let me backtrack. Let's go back to Alabama. Let me say because it's all gonna make sense when we segue into these things, man. So, look. That's a badass team.
Did you see that game today? Did you see that game earlier today? The SEC championship? You see the SEC championship game today? Alabama and LSU? Did you see that?
No, I did not. I was on
that
the
was
road.
A very good
but,
game.
But,
very good game.
I heard.
Very
I saw the
game.
Score, but I was already convinced of Alabama's dominance with what they did to Tennessee. You know?
That was –
They
that
have was a – they can play small ball. They can play small ball. They got the nice up-tempo defense. They can do a lot of shit. They can shoot from the three. They're great. They have the defense is monstrous. They're almost a complete team. You know, I forgot the coach's name, but he's got them playing on some kind of system, synchronized swimming system. Man, they all make the same moves at the same time. It's like ballet. And that kid, Petty, is awesome. But Herbert Jones, oh, my God.
Yeah, Herbert Jones had a good game. He had a good game.
He's a monster. Watch out for them. They're going to go deep. But I wanted to mention something else about another coach real quick. Because you mentioned Pitino. And, he coached Iona. But look at Pitino. Look at his pedigree. So we're surprised, but not that surprised, if you want to say it that way. I'm wondering about the fact that one of the first four teams is Michigan State. Okay?
Izzo? Yeah.
With Izzo. When you play that team, you're playing Izzo. You know, you're never really playing a Michigan State player anymore. You're playing him. Now, he is let me check my bracket, Steve. I believe he plays March 8th.
They got UCLA in the play-in game.
Let me tell you something, Steve. They can beat UCLA. And the danger about playing the Spartans is when you let Izzo in, he can mess with you, and he can get as high as the Sweet 16 each and every year with a banged up team, a small team, a team that has players missing on because of suspension. All configurations, he will come at you. Izzo cannot be counted out. And that's what people need to watch, because he does not belong down there. I know they've had a myriad of issues, but, dude, watch out for Tom Izzo at Michigan State. It doesn't matter. Okay. These guys always show up. I just want to say that.
Okay. All right.
I just want to say that.
I think we talked about this before. I'm not used to, in my lifetime, maybe you could speak on it on a different level, where the ACC and the Big East, and those particular conferences are just not strong. Like, normally, it's
right.
There's teams from either or conferences that just they're perennial favorites. And then if you want to talk SEC with Kentucky, and to me, it's just like this year or the last. Let's talk about this year. This year, the Big 12, the Big 10, and if you want to count Gonzaga out west, or whatever. It just seems to me it shifted to these football schools are now basketball. I mean, I would call them powers, but I would say they're better, and they're much better than the Dukes, the North Carolinas, the Syracuse. You know, these teams that we're so used to in this situation. You know, North Carolina's not that strong this year. They might be able to get past Wisconsin, but the whole point is, can you remember a time where the ACC and the Big East was not represented as, like, they had at least one of the teams in each of those conferences just – because we know year to year, you know, Duke was there, North Carolina was there, somebody like that, or in the big, you know, in the Big East, Syracuse,
let me tell you,
Georgetown, UConn, stuff like that. Yeah,
right. I'm an older brother, so I remember when the Big East came around in '81.
Right.
But I've been watching college basketball since 1966, and I'm here to tell you right now that the ACC always represented. They always were there. Okay? They always had a strong team. They didn't always have Duke in the early days. North Carolina was always consistent. Then for a while, Wake Forest showed up. Then Duke came along, and forever today, since I don't know how long, man, probably since Reagan or longer, it's been Duke and North Carolina and everybody else. Every now and then, a Georgia Tech might peek their head in and so on and so forth. Right?
Mm-hmm.
But they look weak right now. Although Virginia is where they are, they look horribly weak. I'm wondering if they're a bigger, and this is for another show, Steve, but I'm wondering, is there something going on that we need to know about? Because football schools, as you say, are they're bringing it. They're bringing it.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, I mean, look, today we saw Illinois. Back up. Today we saw Alabama and LSU, you know?
Football school. Good teams, too. Pretty good teams.
And only going to get better. It's not over. They're only going to get better. I have to know for a fact Alabama's recruiting. We always talk about Alabama's recruiting in football, but look what they're about to do in basketball. So we'll talk about that going forward. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm impressed.
So They're doing things, and everybody better be put on notice, because Florida State is still there. Tennessee is still there. And I'm missing one off the top of my head.
I got to say something about the Seminoles, man. They disappointed me versus Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's okay. I know they had some bad calls in that ACC championship game in Greensboro the other night. But Florida State, that was their tournament for the taking. To me, Leonard Hamilton, who's been there for a long time, this was the tournament. Okay, we were just talking about Duke's not strong, North Carolina. This is like a passing of the torch type of deal. And Florida State, you have to win that. Certain tournaments don't necessarily mean anything, but the ACC tournament, the Big East, those types of, especially the ACC, you kind of need to win those to say, hey, we're here or we have arrived. And I was kind of disappointed in Florida State, man. And I know they've been putting a lot of dudes
as
in the
you
NBA.
Should be.
Who they got in the bracket?
They got UNC Greensboro. Who they
seen in the crime? The scene in the crime. Exactly where they just played.
That's right. and then play the winner of Georgetown, Colorado, who I believe is going to be Patrick Ewing. So, so yeah, no, you're spot on, bro. You are spot on. Let me. I expect more out of Leonard Hamilton, man. I really do.
Yeah,
but
they be putting dudes in the league. They got some dudes, man. How did not win the champion? The ACC championship is beyond me. They had it on the wall. I mean, teams were like, canceling out of the tournament. Like it was for the taking. It could have been a tainted title.
I know. Especially last year, they were on a roll. See, they got affected badly last year. They were on a roll. They were gonna look good. They could have been a championship game team last year. But look, man, they got Scotty Barnes on that squad. That means they're in every game. They got that kid Gray. I don't remember his first name, and they got another kid named Walker. Who's like money. He's like he looks like he belongs on the Lakers with what's my man KVG or KGT. I forgot his name. He looks like that guy, and they look. Like they have they're very efficient offensively, but I don't know about the Seminoles right now, man. I'm not really feeling them like you are. I don't know. I'm very disappointed.
Yeah, I feel you. I can feel you on that. Who's your sleeper, man? Do you have any sleepers? Do you want to get to the sleepers? Or do you want to talk about the peripheral favorites?
I have one particular sleeper, and they're going to surprise you.
Okay, who's this?
I truly believe.
We might have the same one.
I truly believe we have to watch out for this school, Winthrop. Okay?
That doesn't surprise me. That does not surprise me. South Carolina.
Okay.
Yeah.
Really, really something. They play quick up and down the course. They got a smothering defense, and they got a hellified. Now they brought the hellified offense with them. They look like Gonzaga of 1996, where you say, damn, they could have something here if they got a few players, you know, or if they got a system down. They're coming like that. They are coming like that. They got a kid, forget his name, Arms. His name is Arms. Yes, he can play. He may not give you gaudy stats, but he's like the Energizer Bunny. He keeps going, and the whole team plays like that. You know, they almost had a perfect record going in. I'm letting you know right now, they are going to put it on Villanova, who are falling apart as we speak.
That's going to be a good one. Before we get to J-Rod, yo, let me tell you about Winston, because I agree with you. That does not surprise me, actually. You know, you mentioned Adonis on, DJ Burns on there. I watched a couple Winthrop games even since the start of the season, because I write down notes and I write them down for situations this episode, man. Once these pre-tournaments, like back in Thanksgiving happened, you pay attention to these teams that's always in there, like these Winthrops, these Loyola Chicagos that I really love in this one. Chandler Vaudrin is a hell of a player. You mentioned Adonis Arms, DJ Burns. This is a very balanced team, man. They are balanced.
They are.
Man. Guard play.
They
could defend, like you said. Like a lot of these, they're about six, a bunch of guards, like twos and threes, 6'4", to 6'8", and could just get at you. I like it. I like it a lot. What happened to the Villanova?
Villanova was a look. Okay. They should be in every conversation, obviously. We know that. But when that dude Gillespie went down, it seems like, because I watched him, because they're right here with me, you know. And when he went down against, either St. John's or Creighton, I can't remember, but I know it was a Big East team. When he went down, that was it. After that, they were never the same team. You know, he was the kind of guy that, what am I trying to find? You know that one, like that player that kind of gels everyone together? He was the captain. He was the captain.
Players
with gaudy names here. You know, Robinson Earl, I think he was the biggest Big East player of the year. Justin Moore is pretty good, even though he'd been hurt. Samuels, they're good. But, bro, their energy is shot to fucking shit. They play with no. When they open up the second half, Steve, There is no energy from that team, and they lose the game right there. They always seem to come back, though, but they're always 5 points short. And that's how it's been ever since late January, ever since Gillespie left. And you can see that, in their energy.
So let's look like this. Let's say Winthrop does beat Villanova. That's not really a 12-5 game, honestly. I don't know. Winthrop is kind of disrespected, actually, if you ask me.
Yes,
so let's say they get past Villanova. Now, they will have a nice matchup between either Purdue or North Texas. I'm going to be real. I don't know a thing about North Texas, all right? I'm not even going to lie. I'm going to just be honest. I don't. If I knew it, I would tell you, but I don't. But let's say, Purdue has some good shooters over the years. And if, let's say, Winthrop and Purdue, let's put it like this. You think Winthrop could get to the second round? To the third round, the Sweet 16. And let's say they run into a Baylor. How would that go? Interesting. Especially what happened to Baylor.
It's over. They're not going to do anything with Baylor.
What happened with Baylor versus Oklahoma State? Did you see that game where Cade Cunningham
What happened to Baylor is Cade Cunningham, best player in the nation. That's what happened.
He can shoot.
Cade Cunningham is a monster.
He's
a pro. Looking at Cade Cunningham? Is it Minnesota? Who's going to have the first pick of the lottery this year?
Detroit or somebody like that.
He is phenomenal. He's got that shit. You know what? He was supposed to be in the NBA
already.
What's that?
It's two things. Okay, granted, you're right. Kay Cunningham in that second half shot the ball very well. Oklahoma State's defense was pretty damn good. Baylor, as they played bad for Baylor standards. Baylor is a team that could shoot the three. They're like one of the best shooting threes, not just this season, but like in the last 10 years. Like, what happened to Baylor? Like, do you think that getting that bad game out of their system is, you know, with Marcio T, Davion Mitchell, Jared Butler? Like, they could not make it for three. Maybe it was Oklahoma State defense. It was a combination of things. Do you think Baylor is not going to run into that shooting issue? Because they could shoot, man.
Yeah, but they also are great defensive. Well, they didn't look like it that day. They're supposed to be a very good defensive team. What they need, I believe, is a reset. So they're going to get that against Harvard. And North Carolina, I'm looking at the bracket right now, Steve. When they get past Harvard, they got to play the winner of the North Carolina or Wisconsin game. They'll get back by
Penman.
Either one of those.
Yeah, they'll get back. It doesn't matter.
It sounds crazy for me to say that, but they're going to get by one of those two, and then they have to meet whoever came out of the bracket we just talking about, which is Villanova and all that. Okay. You're right. They needed that game out of their system, and they'll get a reset with Harford, and you'll see them emerge again as the team that we thought they'd be against now Carolina or Wisconsin. But can they be beat? Yes, they can. Yes, they can. They are not.
But the key is, anybody in this bracket? Is anybody in that South bracket being? That's the question.
It looks like they got an easy road, but it looks like they got an easy road. But I'm a little wary. I'm a little wary of Wisconsin, because Wisconsin always packages themselves really nice, and also the Big Ten is coming. They got 5 or 6 teams in this tournament? I don't even know. But listen, the Wisconsin started like they finished like shit. You know, they lost three times to Iowa. I don't know who else they lost to. I know Michigan beat them. Yeah, Michigan beat them. I'm trying to remember who the other two were. And they got a senior team. But they are in the position right now to where they either shot the shit out of you or they'll lose terribly. You don't know what you're getting. When you see a helter-skelter team like that, when you meet a team like that, and you're supposed to be the team that carries all the way to the Final Four, you get upset. And this is one of those instances right there. So, no, Baylor's number one seeded, but can they be beat? Are they fallible? Yes, they are.
Yes. Can they be beat? Yes. Do I see anybody in this field? I mean, Winthrop could give them a game. I don't know.
Yes, they could.
I don't know if I don't think they could beat them. If all the stars align, anything could happen. But nah, I don't. I mean, I'm looking at this. I'm like, nah, man, I'm not. You know, I like Utah State, man. I watched a little bit of them. Texas Tech, we saw them play in the Big 12. Yeah, they can play, man. You know, we'll talk about their conference finals, man. Arkansas is good too, man. That's a team a lot of people I think sleep on, but I think if all the stars are aligned, I think you know anybody could be. But I think Baylor, you know, they can have enough defense to overcome that bad shooting. I mean, everything fell right for Oklahoma State in that Big 12 semifinal. So I'm going to keep with Baylor. Anything else from that bracket you want to discuss? You know, I hear a lot of people talking about Colgate and they could score, but you know, you think they're going to be Arkansas?
Colgate and Arkansas's final score is going to be something like, it might be Arkansas that wins the game, but the final score will be 110 to 109, man.
Okay.
That's what's going to happen there. Florida, they're still Florida, bro. Yeah. Ohio State in that bracket looks like the team that's the team to beat. You know what happened today? What we saw when Ohio State and Illinois? All we saw, Steve, is that Ohio State just got pissed off. And you know what? They're going to go into this tournament rolling. You just pissed them off. That's all you just did by having them lose to Illinois, because they're going to beat the fuck out of Oral Roberts. And I'm sorry, Florida and Virginia, I'm looking at this bracket right now. Florida and Virginia Tech winner, they're going to play them next, and Ohio State's going to win that game. They're going to go ahead. They'll probably make the Elite Eight. I'm just going to say that right now. You just pissed them off. That's all you did there.
That's going to be a good game. Let's say Virginia Tech gets past Florida, that's going to be a good game, man. I mean, Virginia Tech to me is no slouch.
Yeah.
I think they, you know, with Radford on that team, Aline and Aluma, those guys, they can play, man. I don't know what happened with them in the ACC tournament, with them bowing out with the COVID and all that crap. But this is their chance, man, to come back and see what they do. Let's go to another bracket, man. I don't know. We were just talking about Illinois. Illinois is an interesting team, man. It's like I would call them a one-man show because we know the All-American they have. Let me say this, Chris, because I wrote this down because I didn't want to forget this point. And I'm glad that Illinois is doing this, and then you would like to see this with New York teams as well. A lot of these dudes from Chicago are not leaving the state like we used to see, man. You know, like,
yeah,
I like the fact that some of these dudes from Illinois, like, what's his name, Dasunmu, you know, the dude, the number 11, the dude that's doing his thing. Him and then the other dude, the number 44 cat, they went to the same high school. Like, usually you see a lot of these Chicago dudes go to, like, you know, the big schools. Like, you know, when Derrick Rose went to, you know, when Simeon, he went to Memphis. They all leave Anthony Davis. Like, their state, like, Illinois got talent in that state, man. And I'm glad. To see these dudes in New York do the same thing at St. John's or Syracuse. Like, they don't have to go, you know, elsewhere. But like, somebody – bravo to the Illinois. To the alumni, man.
I really thought Chris Mullin was going to do that when he was at St. John's, and it just didn't pan out, bro. I don't know what happened. You know, and that's another team that I thought would make the tournament, man. I'm a little hurt by that, but, you know.
Yeah.
They faded out. But, no, yeah. Big ups to Illinois for keeping their players in state, dude.
For real? I think that's a big deal, man. I think that's a big deal, man.
It's a fantastically big deal. But going back to the tournament with Illinois, I'm sorry, I see them marching on to the Final Four easily.
If I told you, they've
got
Tennessee.
They have nothing to worry about. It seems like. I mean, I don't want to make it seem like cake, but if they get by Drexel, they got to play the winner of Loyola, Chicago, and Georgia Tech. I'm sure the Loyola-Chicago game for state rights is going to be great.
Can you stop right there? Because that was in my notes, man. You know Loyola-Chicago wants that. That's an in-state game. Chicago versus the rest of the state, Illinois, and a lot of people from Chicago ordered college in Champaign. Yo, that's a big deal. Yep. A lot of people don't realize that, man.
That's a big state's game. But at some point, they're going to have to see Cade Cunningham. and I'm going to let you know right now, that kid is incredible. I am all over him. I got a big, where's my Kate Cunningham flag? I'm waving it. That boy.
He's nice.
I'm sorry, Steve. You're going to hear me on the NBA draft show yelling his name. That kid is fucking fantastic. But you got to have to see him. And I don't really think Illinois is going to have a problem walking all the way to the Final Four, bro. I really don't.
I will say one thing, though. They may get past Loyola Chicago, right? But the thing about Loyola Chicago, they could play defense, man. And that may play into Illinois' hands because they don't mind playing slow because they always, you know, dump the ball to the big boy, the seven-footer, mm-hmm. kind of like a 2.0 version of Hibbert with better feet. What's his
yeah.
name?
I like the way you read
Kofi,
that.
Kofi.
Yeah.
But that, you know, you've seen them in this tournament, man. I mean, they've been playing the best basketball out of everybody, honestly, outside of Gonzaga. You know, they've rallied some wins. I know they had a bad loss at Rutgers, and Rutgers is in this tournament, too. Kudos to Rutgers, man. But, you know,
yeah,
Corbello, Frazier knocked down some big threes today. Or, you know, Dosman, you know, he's not flashy, you know. He just plays within the system, and then he lets the game come to him, man. You know.
You got two crazy guards coming at you at all times. You know, that's what you got with Illinois. You got that guard play, and then they can transition it up because they're unselfish. It's really, really, really a very disciplined team, man. You know, Carbello's emergence is incredible, man, because he looks like he's been here 2 years, two or three years already.
Right.
So we got and him. With Ale, man, look, it's going to be all right. If Kofi's got to stay out of foul trouble, though, bro. You know, that's been a problem every game. You know, if he does that, hey, look, man, I see them marching. I see them marching all the way to Final Four, and I'll leave it right there. What else?
What you know about Liberty, though, man? I mean, it's not a given that Oklahoma State can get past them. Liberty's been around these tournaments for a minute. You know, they got that dude Darius McGee on that team. Parker.
I've
seen them playing and they're good, but I wouldn't jump the gun. I mean, Kate, that's an interesting game. I will, you know, these 4-13, 5-12 games are always fun to watch. I love San Diego State. Jim Boeheim. There's no way. San Diego State.
Look, this is not – let's be kind. Let's be kind. This is not a good Syracuse team, all right? It's not going to happen. There's a lot of problems on that campus and with that program. You read a lot of it. He's sniping at reporters. And I think he has that NBA coach problem. I think he has that problem where now – the kids are starting to tune him out. He's been there forever. Who knows how? I don't know how long, but he's been there forever. And it's going to be a problem with Syracuse, man. Syracuse is going to lose this game, bro. I'm sorry. I'm picking San Diego State.
Yeah, I agree.
When I put my bracket together, look, you mentioned it, Matt Mitchell. And them, they are really, really disciplined. They've won, I don't know how many games in a row, maybe 15, 16 or something like that. I don't know. You know, but they beat Utah State's good. And
they
were able to just, it was like they manhandled them a little bit without whipping their ass. It was just very disciplined. And I'm really, 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 really impressed with them. But
I'm gonna throw one team. Rutgers, when they run into them, I think this team's going to probably beat Rutgers. But this is all about Illinois' biggest threat, Houston. Did you see what they did to Cincinnati today? And basically, this whole
year.
Yes,
I did.
They should never show up. We were wasting our time. They have NBA quality shooters on that team. If you watch that with Quentin Grimes, is a hell of a player. Quentin Grimes, Jarrell, I forgot his first name, begins with a D. Jarrell and other dude, Sasson, and Gorham.
Steve, you're talking about a Kelvin Sampson team. Again, this is a pro-level type offense. They're nasty.
Yeah, it is.
They're nasty, man. And they're going to cause problems. They really are, man. They are very disciplined and well coached. Oh, man. Kelvin Sampson, when you see his name there, you know, okay, this is a very aggressive team. And I think Houston's number two seed for a reason. They can beat Clemson.
They're real. Yeah.
Let me tell you right now. Okay.
Yeah,
they can get to the finals, the 16.
They have an easy road. I don't see nobody beating them on their way if they run into, let's say, Tennessee.
I don't know, man.
Tennessee's good, too. Or Illinois.
Really like them. Oh, that way? Oh, well, if they get there, because let me tell you something. San Diego State is they got to play them if they hit the, let me see,
that's
if they hit the Sweet 16 level. They got to play San Diego State. And we ain't talking about West Virginia, who quietly will kill you. You know?
Yeah, they're good, too.
Like snipers. So, in a way, we've got a really good, exciting tournament here, but at the same time, there are a lot of question marks that I can't figure out, you know, because I think Colgate is going to surprise people. I think Virginia is going to surprise people. Utah State
put a dollar
surprise
on
folks.
Put a dollar on it. They Arkansas. They play Arkansas, right? You can go back to that bracket.
Oh, who's that?
Arkansas, right?
What's my bracket? I'm sorry. Colgate.
Yeah.
Look.
A dollar.
Don't,
I want a dollar on that game. Give me Arkansas. I want Arkansas.
I'm thinking Colgate.
All right, put a dollar on
it. I'll put a dollar.
I bet. Nice. That's four quarters, baby. Four quarters. I want all four quarters. All day.
Okay.
I was going to say real quick on these brackets. I know we got the other two brackets real quick. We only got a few minutes, and we weren't going to be on here long anyway. But anything you want to say about that one bracket with Illinois? You was about to say something.
No, I'm looking at Illinois all the way, and if they should get upset, I'm looking at San Diego State from there. I really am. I think San Diego State's got something for everybody else.
All right, real quick. Gonzaga, do they win the national championship? Yeah or no? Is anybody in their bracket that you say, you know, I worry about them? Is it, I don't know who's in that bracket that I could take seriously.
Gonzaga's got three lottery players, and they're really deep, and they're going right to the final game, Steve. I mean, final four, Steve. I'm sorry.
Is this the year they're finally going to do it, man? Because I've been picking Gonzaga at least 5 years out of this 25-year run.
I can't yet. I really can't yet because this is a weird year. Because I think Virginia can shock them. I think Virginia can really shock them out of that region.
That's true. I truly
believe that. I also don't believe Kansas should be seated higher than Virginia. I don't know what the hell's up with that. Virginia, I know they had the COVID thing when they didn't play the championship game, but I think that was more of a punishment by the writers. I can't see it, you know. But and also VCU is there and I was there. It's tough, but I really do see Gonzaga going to the championship game, barring an upset by Virginia. That's what I'm looking at. That's my take on Western.
Yeah, we were talking about Michigan. No, I think LSU could give Michigan some fucking hell, man.
Yes,
I would not be
can.
Surprised if LSU.
Yes, they can.
I don't like the way Michigan. I don't like the way Michigan finished this year, man. They
Michigan,
lost
Michigan looked like
State.
Shit the last five games, Steve.
They should have beat even Ohio State. They had so many possessions and just blew that. I don't know.
They
you know,
suck,
I'm not.
Steve.
I'm not really feeling the Wolverines' clothes, huh?
I'm with you. I don't know what's wrong with them. They backed into a number one seed. They backed into that.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no way they should be number one. I'm sorry. I can't see it. They lost at least three or four of their last five games. They look like shit. That kid Levers, their guard, when he fell, when he went down with a foot injury, that was it. They're not gonna get out of there. I don't believe in Michigan at all. Sorry. They're getting out of there.
I feel you on that.
Houston's gonna beat them.
Who?
LSU will beat them. Trust me.
Yeah, they're playing well, man. I like what LSU is doing with Cameron Thomas and Trendon Wofford had a good SEC tournament, man. He putting up like career high type stuff. Javonte Smart, Darius Davis. I like LSU, man.
I like
probably Michigan. I wouldn't even call that an upset, honestly. I wouldn't even call it an upset.
No, it's not. It's not. They shouldn't be number one. I don't know what the hell that was up with that. So forget that. Right. They're not coming out of it. They're not coming out of that East.
Any final thoughts, man? I think it's real format because normally these games are Thursday.
Let's watch. Let's have a fine, fun tournament, Steve. Let's watch this and as much as we can. And let's follow up sometime. I want to say real quick, and on behalf of Steve and all the listeners out there, hey, rest in peace to wonderful, marvelous Marvin Hagler. You gave us absolutely nothing but thrills, man. You were the top. They don't make guys like you no more, man.
That was a tough one right there. Salute him. Best fights every day for the rest of this week. His best fights, man. Looking forward to it. Chris, man, I think this tournament is interesting because the way they have it set up, it's all in Indiana, and they got the games are not the traditional Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Kind of backed it out one game. It's different, but I look forward to it, man. It's not the great, like I said, it's not all-time teams, but it's a bunch of decent teams. They're watchable games. So, and Chris, the one thing, I think we talked about this on our NBA show, man. It's too much three-point shooting, even for me. And I love three-point shooting. But I just think that's the game is, man.
You are so right. You are so right. At the end of the regulation of the Illinois Ohio State game today, my man Ayo, who I love, he shot a three-point instead of going down the middle with 5 seconds left and kicking it or something. And I said, what are you settling for? What are you doing? What kind of coaching is this? What do you do? So you're right.
They did that. They did that. They did that at the end of the LSU Alabama game. Same shit. Watford had a great game. Settled for a three with a lot of time, like 5 seconds left. You could have drove. Great. Cut plays all game long. I mean, that's the world. College basketball, and this is why I don't want to. This is why. When people coming over for Europe, that's why they're leapfrogging these guys, man. Kyle Cass is relying too much on the three, man. You play professionally in Europe, like your Luka Doncic's and your LaMelo Balls, and you're coming over here prepared, playing a complete game. You're not, just coming over here and just jacking up threes, man. That's the one thing I'm not feeling about outside of that. It's good spirited basketball, though. It's all right. It's all right.
Yeah, it's high, but they're just settling. They're settling, and I don't like that.
Yeah. I agree, man.
So, what's happening.
Salute, Chris, Dr. Brackett.
Let's see what happens.
Dr. Brackett from Missouri. Yep, we'll be on, man. We'll see how this goes, man. I got $1 on, who did I pick? Oh, Arkansas, the Razorbacks.
The Razorbacks.
Let's put another dollar. Exactly. UConn, I'm going to UConn over Maryland. Let's go Huskies. Put $1 on that.
Oh, on the ladies' side?
No, men. Maryland.
UConn over the wait. UConn over. Now I didn't get that far in the damn bracket. I'm still working at it. What'd you say? UConn and who?
UConn versus the Maryland College Park Terrapins.
Why you gotta? Oh, you gonna sack my team?
UConn's my team.
You on for a buck? You on for a buck, there, bro?
Let's go.
All right, done. It's a bet. You ain't taking us out. I ain't going out like that, Obi. I ain't going out like that. Because you know what the problem is? Neither one of us is going to beat Alabama, so who cares?
That's a fact. That's a fact. That's a huge fact.
All right.
Big fact.
Real quick, on the ladies' side, I got y'all going all the way to the final game. I got UConn going all the way to the final game.
It's been a minute, man. It's been like 4 years, 5 years. It was due, man.
I know. Y'all got some work to do on that side, but it's going to be all right. All right, Chief.
All right, man. Please show Stephen Chris, Dr. Brackett, and Mizzou. 2021 NCAA Bracket Tournament, Basketball Tournament. Brackets. Leboo.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
bleep, 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 bleep